So I had a 22-year-old call the program a few weeks ago with regard to climate change, global warming. And this particular student was doing law and science degree and specializing in climate. And so I figured out pretty quickly what she was going to do for a living. But that aside, we got onto the point where she said there are always, agreed with me, there's always two sides to everything except this, except climate change and global warming. What would you say was the reason she came to that conclusion?
Because so many people, and it's not just on that issue, you hear the same thing on the same-sex marriage debate. You know, most debates have two sides, but it's only bigots who are against same-sex marriage. The transgender debate. You know, most debates have two sides, but you're only transphobic if you don't embrace Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlyn Jenner. On a lot of issues, people simply want to shut down the opposition. It's much easier to say there is no counter-argument than to engage the counter-argument. And so we see a variety of issues. People just say, oh, if you think XYZ, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you're a hater, you're a racist, you're a climate science denier, you're this, that, and the other thing. And they're just slurs so that you don't have to do the hard work of actually engage the argument.
Let us hit on something that's very current in the States at the moment, the case of Planned Parenthood. Now, I've got to forewarn you that there has been no mainstream media mention at all of, and I'd love to be shown to be wrong, but I believe there has been no mainstream mention at all of the videos that have been secretly filmed and are now available. They're on the net, etc. It is the subject of discussion in, shall we say, certain areas of American media, but it has barely been touched on by the New York Times or CBS News or any of the mainstream stuff. What are these videos that Planned Parenthood, I want you to give us an answer, a quick one if you would. What are these videos about?
Sure. Two types of videos. One type of video shows officials, high-ranking officials at Planned Parenthood discussing how much money they could charge for baby body parts. So these are unborn children, how much money they could charge for their organs. The other types of video actually shows these unborn children being aborted and then going through their corpses looking for the organs that can then be sold, or they're claiming reimbursed for transportation cost.
The latest one was to extract a brain from a ready-to-be-born, as I understand it, ready-to-be-born fetus.
Yeah, these are incredibly graphic videos, both types, because one, you see the callousness of the Planned Parenthood officials who almost seem to be haggling over what their price is going to be for delivering intact fetal body parts. The other video is very disturbing because you actually see an unborn child being killed and being harvested for parts. These videos, for anyone who takes the time to go on the internet and look up at YouTube these videos, you see the reality that abortion stops a beating heart. In one of the videos, you actually see the technician saying, oh, there's the heart beating, and it's not beating a couple of seconds later. What Planned Parenthood unfortunately does over 300,000 times a year in the United States is it kills a child.
You have arguments from philosopher types in particular, and I'm thinking of a couple, who argue that not only should pre-birth abortion be legitimate, but post-birth abortion should be legitimate, even up to the time where the child, the newly born, would leave hospital. Is that ever likely to get, shall we say, official recognition?
I hope not. I mean, one of those philosophers is actually from Australia, who splits his time between Australia and the United States. He teaches at my alma mater, Princeton University. He was a professor of bioethics and human values. And his argument was that a newborn human being has no greater claim to life than a chicken does, because a newborn human being has no greater self-awareness or consciousness than a chicken does. And what he said was that abortion is legitimate because the unborn child isn't self-aware. And then he extended it to say, well, a newborn child isn't self-aware. And he thought that the moral line was somewhere after the first birthday. He said the legal line, you know, who knows where you draw it for prudential reasons, But you're not doing anything more morally wrong in killing a newborn child than you do in killing a chicken. And that's a certain type of logic, because we say, as I say as a pro-lifer, that there's nothing magical about the moment of birth that gives the nine-month-old unborn child a right to life once born. There are some pro-choice activists that say, you're right, we should be able to kill both of them.
Is it ever likely to catch on?
I hope not.
No, but that doesn't answer the question.
I mean, it all depends on what people do. I mean, this is why it's hard to predict the future. I'm going to be making arguments for why it's a bad idea to ever violate human dignity, to ever intentionally kill an innocent human being. People like Peter Singer are making arguments for why what matters are human persons, and human persons are self-aware, higher human beings.
Ryan Anderson's book, Truth Overruled, The Future of Marriage and Religious Freedom. Is it for sale here, by the way, do you know?
Yep. Listeners right now can go to Amazon.com and download the Kindle edition. And I believe starting next week, the paperbacks will start selling. But the shipping is a little expensive outside of the state. So I would just encourage you to get the Kindle.
We're used to getting books in, from Amazon and what have you. And there's a couple of good booksellers around who do the same, but via different means. Hmm. Listen, seeing the title of your book is called Truth Overruled. Final question to you is, in your opinion, because there are varying opinions, what's truth?
Sure. I mean, truth is simply conformity with reality. And there are two ways in which people have thought about this. Some people think that we should conform reality to our opinions and our desires. That's the postmodern way of thinking about this. The classical way of thinking about this is that we should conform our beliefs and our opinions and our desires with reality. I favor that latter approach. And so truth is simply understanding reality as it is, not trying to reconfigure and manipulate it as I wish it was.
Let me take you to task, or at least challenge you. In 60 seconds, I'll go back to an earlier argument. The truth related to reality works when you couldn't do things, when you had to accept what reality was. Now you can alter reality scientifically, medically, etc. So why shouldn't truth change?
Sure, well,
to be what you want.
Well, no. So here the question becomes: how can we change external reality, but we still want to change it in keeping with moral reality? So moral truth. External reality doesn't tell us if there's a right to life.
But
you have a right to life.
But whose morals?
We are going to have to get here to the question of what are the truths about human nature? Is there a natural right to life? Yes or no? And the question here, it doesn't depend on whether or not I wish there were. It's a question of what is the nature of reality? Do human beings have a dignity that's innate that ought to be respected?
Ryan T. Anderson, Truth Overruled, The Future of Marriage and Religious Freedom, and a lot of other things as well. Appreciate your time. It's been a great discussion.
Thank you.